Hello?
Hi, someone called me, Jeffrey Hill.
Oh, hi, Miss Spell?
Yes.
Yo, thank you for calling me back. The reason I was calling you is because I was just looking at your video on the internet from 9/11.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering, where were you when you had shot the video?
I was down the street from my apartment in Carroll Gardens. There's a like a loading dock, like the Ports Authority,
mm-hmm.
and the chain link fence. I guess maybe you could see that when I pulled out. You could see the.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you were shooting through a fence or something.
Mm-hmm. How did you get my number, Jeffrey?
I found it on the internet.
How did you find it on the internet?
Well, I had seen that you had a website. I forget what it was for, something about saving something or something like that, for a video
yep.
that you did.
Huh?
And I found it on one of the websites that was talking about one of your videos.
Oh, okay, because my phone number shouldn't be out there. But anyway, and I don't believe it was on the Saving the Gene website, but...
Well, no, it wasn't on the website, but it was talking about the movie, and it had your number. It was like on a forum.
Oh.
Like on a message board or whatever.
Oh.
But, well, yeah, thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I was just, when I seen your video, like I just seen a YouTube clip of it, you said
yeah.
something about how the plane had turned around in a circle or something like that before it hit the tower?
Yeah.
Like, did you see it coming in from far away?
It flew over. Okay, do you live in New York? Well, no, you don't live in New York for this area code, but if you know where the, like, lower Manhattan is, you know, the tip of Manhattan, and say I'm standing, like, looking directly across the river, I'm trying to give you, like, my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
But the flight paths for LaGuardia, you know, so I didn't really think anything of it other than the plane flying, like, very low. And it went very low, and then it came back around, like, whenever New Jersey. So once you cross, you've got the East River and the Hudson River. And once you cross it, and I'm kind of, like, at the triangle of the Hudson and the East River.
Mm-hmm.
And once you cross over the Hudson River, then you're in New Jersey. And so the plane went that way, went out over New Jersey, then it came back around. Now... from my view, I was, like, zooming in on the building, and there were, like, people. I mean, this was really horrific. People were, like, jumping out of the buildings and stuff, and so I was zooming in. And the plane came back so fast. I mean, I had no idea that it was going to, you know. I mean, nobody knew what was going on, like, when everything happened. But,
like, did you know it was going to, when... Did you know it was going to hit the building when you were filming on the tower?
What's that?
Like, did you know the plane was going to hit the building when you started to zoom in on the tower?
Absolutely not. And see, that's what's so crazy about what people write on the internet. I mean, I'm a human being. I mean, obviously you've talked to me, and you're the first person that's ever called me. But people write the meanest and nastiest stuff, you know, saying that I altered my footage, and I did this and that, and, like, I must have known, and, like, I'm a member of Al-Qaeda, and all this crap. I mean, it's just, it's awful, you know, and the fact that it's up there, see, I took part in this documentary called 7 Days in September.
Okay, yeah, that's the clip I've seen, yeah, it was from that.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine that worked at BNN, Broadcast News Network, and that's the only reason I became involved with the project. And Steve Rosenbaum, who directed the film, if anybody altered anything, it was on their end. I didn't touch it, and from what I can tell, what's on the internet is my footage, but people have made a million theories about stuff, and...
Well, yeah, that seems... I was reading about some stuff, and it said, like, did you... You gave your footage to Camera Planet, I guess, or...?
Yes, to take part in a documentary called 7 Days in September, and what he did, which, you know, if I could find a lawyer to, you know... get him to take it off. Because I asked him, when I first saw that he put it up there for sale. I mean, I was offered so much money for that footage. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to profiteer off of, you know, lost lives and all this crap, you know. And, you know, HBO offered me a god-awful amount of money. Now, I worked with ABC and NBC, so I gave them the footage. Because there was also a third plane that flew by in my footage, and I was really interested in that. And, you know, I wanted to get it to, and also the FBI has got it as well. I wanted to get it to, you know, networks that, you know, would maybe discuss it and
so you did
anything,
see,
wanting to see what happened with the third plane. But nobody ever even really talks about it. I think
yeah, so you did see the third plane fly by? Like on the far side of the towers, as soon as it hit, you could see it flying by the towers, right?
Well, after the second plane hit. Now, when I was out there filming, I had no idea that the first plane, you know, that was a plane that had hit. You know, I was just out there. My friend Carrie called me. She worked for Bank of America, and she was like, something's going on, you know. I mean, they're saying, you know, like it could have been a bomb, it could have been a plane. They don't know what has hit the tower. So I just grab my camera and go outside, you know, because I've got this view, and I just start filming. I had no idea. And, you know, and the fact that that plane was flying by and then came back, I mean, it's like I put it all together, like, after the fact. I mean, it's like I wasn't, you know, when something happens like that, you're just like, well, that's interesting, you know. But, I mean, you just... I mean, it's just absurd that people would think that I knew that the plane was going to... I mean, who the hell knows when a plane's going to... Nobody's ever seen anything like that before. I mean, at least I haven't.
Well, did you, see it circle around yourself, or...
Pardon me?
Did you see it circle around yourself before it came in at the tower?
I saw a plane fly low, and I heard it go out over New Jersey and come back. So, I mean, I did not know that it was going to fly in. I mean, it's just the sound that
right.
I heard of the plane going, you know.
So you just, like, it was a coincidence that you zoomed in at the exact time when the
Absolutely.
Plane.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, and it seems like, yeah, and it in the video footage, like, I don't know, like you said, the guy from Camera Planet might have doctored it or something, but... It seems like the brightness and the contrast of the plane is totally different than the rest of the video. Like you could see.
Yeah, well, I shot that on the Sony VX1000 using regular mini DV tape, and I didn't touch it. I don't know, you know, a whole lot about post. You know, I mean, I have, you know, an editor will work on stuff, and you know, and color correction was not even in my vocabulary at that point. So. If the footage was altered, I promise and swear on my life and my spouse's life that I did not do anything to it. And Steve Rosenbaum, the guy that did 7 Days in September, is such an ass. And I would just love to, you know, I mean, the pain and suffering that he has caused me from that video being up online and from people, you know, saying things. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm somebody's daughter. I'm somebody. I'm not, you know, an evil person that would do something like that. And this is something that, you know, I just have to stay off of those sites. You know, I have friends call me up, oh, I saw this, I saw that, and, you know, I'm just like, I can't, you know, it's just...
Well, yeah, that's another problem with the video is as soon as the plane impacts the building, you hear the sound. So, and it would take time for sound to travel.
Yeah, but see, the sound travels. It flies in... And then it explodes, and then it goes boom, boom. And that is exactly how it happened. I mean, Jeffrey, I didn't do anything to my footage. I mean, it is, you know, what it is. And
like you saw with your own eyes.
Somebody did something like spellbinding fakery, and it, you know, somebody put it in one of their films, like something Penny or some crap, and you know, and I've had. People say, oh, you should contact this person because they're using your footage or whatever, whatever. It's like, I just don't want anything to do with it, you know. I just really, you know, am so distraught about the whole thing. I wish I'd never, ever gotten linked up with the documentary 7 Days in September. I would suggest if you look at that, and if there's any footage from, like, when NBC aired it, I know they aired it a couple of times back in the day, and compare the two, I mean, I'm not about to go posting my footage up on a website. I mean, although I've been tempted to, I mean, because people have talked about this on the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Georgia now. My friend was listening to like AM 40 up here in Atlanta, and I'm like, oh, they're talking about your stuff. Someone had suggested that a laser guided the plane in as well, and like,
oh yeah, you see that white spot on the building.
Paper blew out of the building. If you see, I know that now that Steve has my raw footage up there. See, in the actual documentary, there's like my reaction, and I say, holy shit, and then I'm like, holy shit, that was it, you know, and then I like really freak out. And then after that, you know, I'm like cussing and saying F this, and you know, and I told him, I said, you know, keep my audio out, keep it to a minimum, don't show anything, you know, keep the audio out after I'm like, you know, holy fucking shit, holy that, you know.
Yeah.
And in the documentary, he does that. But he put everybody's, like, raw, unedited stuff up on a website and was offering it for sale. And I found it, and I contacted him. I was like, you can't do this. You don't have exclusive rights to this footage. I mean, it was non-exclusive strictly for 7 days in September. And now you're doing stuff. And actually, HBO, I had a friend at HBO called me up and said, oh, we got your stuff on a reel from BNN. They're offering, you know, to sell it. And I was like, well, he has no right to do that. This guy is a slime ball, and if something, which, you know, I've looked at it, it looks, I can't see the altered stuff, but I don't sit there and stare at it, you know, like everybody's analyzed frame by frame.
Yeah.
I can't see where it has, but if it has, Steve Rosenbaum, he did it. And
so your footage, the footage that you took, it's more or less the same, right?
Yes.
And, like, you saw with your, like, obviously with your own eyes, do you see the plane go in like that?
But when I was actually watching, when I was zooming in, like, I was zooming in through the fence, you know, so when the plane actually hit, I was looking at it through the viewfinder.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you know, this is before, like, the, you know, the
so you had, like, your eye right into that thing, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm looking at it with my right eye. And then I open, and then it's just like, then I see the explosion with the, you know, I could see that with my left eye. Anyway.
But, like, when you see the plane going into the building, like, and even really good on your footage, like, when the wings go into the building, it seems like it doesn't even make a mark or anything. You know?
Yeah. I don't.
Like, when you have two objects colliding, there should be some sort of collision right at the point of impact. But we see this plane going all the way in from nose to tail.
All the way in, yeah.
With like, no deceleration, no breakage, no crumpling, and all of a sudden an explosion after it's all the way inside the building. And then in some footage you see a nose coming out the other side of the building.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why a lot of people are having a problem trying to figure out what they're seeing on these videos. Because we're not seeing something that's real.
Yeah, well, the plane went, I mean, I think online you can see, I'm not sure, again, I haven't, like, analyzed it, like, you know, to the nth degree. Like, I mean, I have a friend, Cindy, God bless her, but, I mean, she is into, like, all these conspiracy theories and, you know, I mean, I have my own theories, but I'm not going to start, you know, voicing them. But
you could hear that plane coming in from a distance, though. It was really loud and stuff, like.
Yeah, I could hear it coming in. I mean, now, see, my microphone, I mean, I don't have, like, you know, I had an on-camera mic. So I'm pointing this way. I'm hearing something coming off from the left. So if you can't hear it on my footage, it's because of the direction of my mic. I'm not out there with, like, a boom pole and, you know, picking up. I mean, I had no freaking idea that was about to happen. And I certainly did not alter it, do anything to it. I mean, it is what it is, and, you know, it happened.
And you weren't able to, like, look and see the plane coming in from a distance, like?
Absolutely not. I mean, it was just so crazy what was happening that day. I mean, it was, where I was standing, there was a Jamaican man standing next to me. Like, he walked up to me, and we were just watching this stuff. And, you know, we're watching a building on fire, basically, and that's what I'm filming. And like earlier, you know, in my footage, I'm walking, I come out of my apartment, I'm filming as I'm walking down Van Brunt Street and walking up to the fence, and, you know, it was just crazy. I mean...
Yeah, so you didn't see it make a turn and circle around or anything like that before it came in towards the Trade Center?
I heard it.
You heard
it. I heard it go out over New Jersey and then came back in.
And did you see, like you said, you saw that third plane, right?
Yeah, okay, right after, all right, the plane goes in and you hear the explosion. Which sound, you know, people have said stuff about the sound and stuff about how it's like doom doom, you know, and it travels.
Yeah.
Like sound has to travel.
Yeah.
And after that, I pan out a little bit, and there is a third plane that flies by. It's a white plane, and it flies by the left hand side of Tower Two, the one that gets hit second, or
right.
Maybe that's Tower One and it got hit second, but.
It flies by the far side of the first tower that got hit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you'd see.
Yeah, I came to my house, and Jeffrey, I'd appreciate it if what I'm telling you, you keep it between us. I mean, I don't want, you know, I don't want this conversation. You're not recording this or anything, are you?
No.
Okay. I don't want any of this to get out, but. When the FBI came to my house to pick up the footage, they watched it at my house, and they saw that third plane, and they were like, what is that? You know, like they'd never seen it before. And I was like, well, what is that? And they said, well, we can't really say anything. I'm like, okay, well, you don't really know. I mean, you can't tell me anything. I mean, you know, you're the FBI, so anyway.
So they were interested in the third plane?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why it would be flying right there, right... Kind of like
right.
Almost.
And yeah, I had my theory about that too. I mean, like, but you know, I have my own ideas. But again, I just don't want to, you know.
So like.
Out there. I mean, I'm so tempted, you know, when I read stuff on the internet, just to, you know, say, you know, look, this really happened. I didn't do anything. Stop calling me, you know, all these terrible names because.
Well, there's a problem with like there's. A lot of people that think that there were no planes. So if you really film this, and, like, no offense, but you're telling me the truth, then obviously there was a plane. But it still doesn't take away from the fact that it just melded into the steel and concrete building when it shouldn't even have penetrated the building. Maybe the engines might have, but it's unrealistic to think that a plane would go from nose all the way to tail with wings and everything all the way inside a steel and concrete building. Like, it's an impossible thing. That's why people are having such a problem with it.
Well, it happened. It's the reality.
And then that's what people are saying, okay, everybody that took videos of the plane or pictures of the plane are lying and they faked them.
Right. I mean, Jeffrey, that happened. I mean, here it is, you know, 7 years later, you would think that more, I mean, I'm still, like, you know, okay, they caught some of the other potential bombers or whatever. I mean, you know, they supposedly, like, that day, I mean, they were saying there were 8 planes that they were attempting hijack on. I mean, you know, I heard crazy stuff that President Bush was in the city that day, but he wasn't. But there's all kinds of things, like, happening in that period of time that, you know, have not, you know, nobody's ever really figured it out, you know, as far as, you know, I just think that there should have been a lot more, we should have heard a lot more about what happened that day.
Like, do you believe the official story about 9/11?
Huh?
Do you believe the official story about 9/11?
I mean, I am not...
Or have you even bothered to, like, check into it at all to see about, like, all the discrepancies?
I have watched, you know, a good bit of stuff, you know, but I mean, I believe that planes were hijacked and planes were, you know, flown into the World Trade Center buildings and into the Pentagon, and... You know, like the one that went down in the field, I think that one got shot down. I mean, that's just my own personal you know, I think the government shot it down. I mean, I think that they tried to, you know, romanticize the fact that, you know, the passengers took it over and, you know, and all this stuff. But, I mean, yes, I honestly believe the planes were, well, I mean, you know, if, I mean, that's just, when you see something like that, I mean, it just, I mean, it really messes with you. And the people are capable of doing something so horrific.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I've heard all kinds of stuff. Like, those weren't real planes. They were, you know, they weren't passenger airplanes, you know, that George Bush planned it all so that he would stay in office, you know, another term. You know, it was you know, all government based, and you know, if they're not real planes, then I guess they put something in the water system of New York, and we all woke up in a fucking fantasy land because that happened. I mean, but I mean, I know people, you know, they have conspiracies about it all, so.
Well, that's the thing. I guess if you, once again, I don't mean any offense, but you know, if you did put out the video and, like, say you're part of this big conspiracy, like, obviously you're not going to say, okay, I admit it, my video is fake, there was no plane, it was inserted into the footage later kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's absurd. I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, are you a religious person? I mean, I am.
I like to think I am, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, I would not, I mean, I can't believe we're actually having this conversation. But anyway, I would never, I mean, I could not sleep with myself, you know, call myself a Christian and do something like that. I mean, if you were to talk to any of my friends, and especially my friends in New York that, you know, when I was living there, I mean, part of the reason I left New York was because of what happened there that day. I mean, the city was not the same after that happened. And, you know, I just, it's just, I mean, personally, I mean, this is just me speaking, someone who, you know, shot footage that day when the planes crashed in. I think it's absurd that people think that it's fake, that it didn't happen.
I well, mean, they, the, people don't say that it didn't happen, like that the towers are still there or anything like that. It's that the videos are showing an unrealistic collision between a steel and concrete building and an aluminum plane.
Well, so all the footage...
There's really not that much footage, though. For all the people in New York, there's not really that much footage.
Look, like ABC.
I think there's only 40 videos. If you think about how
helicopters up there filming stuff.
Well, yeah, like, when they saw it live, there was only like 3 shots. Everybody saw the Fox shot of the plane going in. They were all using the same feeds or something. And there's maybe, what, 40 amateur videos? So there's really not that much.
So do you think that all the amateur videos are fake? Is that what you think?
Well, that's what I've been thinking for the past few years anyway. And then I thought, like, after, like, talking to someone like you, you sound like you're genuine.
Well, I am, and, you know, if you're ever in Atlanta and you want to go out, I mean, you want to bring a Bible along with you or whatever, I mean, we can go, we can actually, I'll stay in front of my priest. I'm actually very close with him. And, you know, I swear that what I saw, what I shot, really happened, Jeffrey. I mean, I don't know how else to say it more plain than that. I mean, anything, like, I mean, I filmed a plane flying into the building. To me, when I've watched it, it looks like a commercial airline to me. And I know that people were supposedly on that planet. How many? 200 or so people?
No, there was only a couple. You could have fit everybody in all three planes into one plane that day.
Okay.
So there was like maybe 50 or 60 people on each plane.
You know a hell of a lot more about it than I do, but all I can tell you is that I walked out of my apartment on September 11th and was filming and saw a plane fly over, heard it go back, you know, start coming back. I was zooming in. I mean, you know, it is miraculous that I caught something like that. I mean, on tape. I mean, it's like, you know, if you listen to my footage, I'm just like, I just got that. I couldn't believe that something like that had just happened. And
that's one of the things too is that perfect time to zoom in and just you had it right there in your, you know, like.
Well, it's like, have you ever like seen a car wreck or anything? You know, I mean, you know, it happened before your eyes. Like, what if you had a video camera on? I mean, you know, it's just like that. I mean, it's just it is just.
Honestly, it seems like too perfect of a shot for someone to just accidentally get.
Well, I worked for a cinematographer in New York, and you know I'm not a stranger to a camera, so I know, you know, I've filmed a lot of stuff in my day. I mean, hours and hours and hours, hundreds of hours. I mean, I'm a documentary filmmaker too. Mm-hmm. Now, at that point in my career, I mean, you know, I've shot a lot of live performances and stuff like that, but, you know, it was, when all that stuff was happening, you know, I had my camera, it was like a comfort, it was like a comfort zone for me, so it gave me something to do whenever I didn't know what the hell was, you know, what was going on. And then, like, after I shot that, I went back and I got my 35mm and I started taking pictures. I was actually taking pictures when the first tower fell down, and I don't know. I was going to say it wasn't terribly long after that the other one fell down. I mean, the first one that fell was the second building that got hit.
Right.
Like,
yeah, and both those towers just exploded into dust.
Mm-hmm.
Which is another amazing anomaly, too. That they say it just pancake collapsed floor on floor, yet 120 stories turned to dust in 10 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think? I mean, you know, as far as, like, how it all, like, something, like, detonated the building, or...
Something
had to tell you is just that I saw a plane fly into the building, and that's it. I mean, I filmed it, that really happened. But as far as anything else, and, like, how they fell down, and the whole, you know, and everything else, I have no... you know, it's like there's a point in time where you have to stop watching the news, because, you know, everything gets filtered... Anyway, so, what do you think happened? I mean, you obviously have studied this. I mean, a lot. You found my number.
I've called everybody that's taken a video or of the planes, more or less, and asked them questions.
Did you call Tony Rosario? Tony Rosario?
Well, I don't know who that is, though.
Okay.
I thought
he was a friend of mine. He was a friend of mine that lived in Brooklyn. He lived over on the other side of Prospect Park, and he was shooting. He had a further away shot, but he got a shot of the plane flying in, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And there's different videos where it's showing the planes on different trajectories. Like, there's a video of it dive bombing out of the sky, and it's got a big curve to it, and then some of the shots show the plane coming straight in across. Like, they don't they don't add up. It's very strange.
Well,
some shots, like, there's discrepancies. There's just so many discrepancies. No one's got a picture or a video of the plane that looks like a United Airlines Boeing 767. For some reason, it doesn't have the color. The colors are missing, or it just looks like a silver plane, or it looks like a black blob. Some people's videos, the wings go missing while it's flying. And like, it's, I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen, like, only stuff I saw the one, I guess maybe it was the Fox stuff where the, you can see the plane, it kind of, like, I guess you kind of see it making the curve coming in. You know, I guess it kind of goes in at a slight angle or something.
Yeah, it does a sharp left bank before it hits the building, yeah. That's also an impossibility, too, because they say the plane was flying, traveling at over 500 miles an hour at sea level, and a Boeing 767 can't travel that fast. And even if it possibly could, for some reason, it wouldn't be able to do a sharp left bank like that. So there's just too many problems that contradict reality.
Well, then, what do you think, you know, flew by that day? I mean, what was it then? I mean, what did I film if it wasn't a plane flying in there?
Well, I guess this is, you're going to think this is weird or something like that, but if you're
if you're
telling the truth, and there, you really shot something, and you really saw something go into the building, then it had to be a hologram. Like a missile disguised, cloaked as a hologram to look like a plane. That's the only other explanation. If everybody that filmed it and shot a picture of it's telling the truth, then that's what it had to be, because there's no way that those wings and the whole body of the plane could just go into the tower like that, like it wasn't there. Like, it flies through the tower as fast as it does through air. It's like the tower's not there. And then it comes, you see in different videos, the nose of the plane or the nose of something or something's coming out the other side.
Well, then what did I hear flying over my head before it hit?
Well, there was planes flying all over the place.
Well, this is true. It was in the flight path. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Who shot the missile? Who do you think shot it?
I don't know.
You think that the U.S. government did it, or do you think that, you know...
It could have been launched by another plane. It could have been that white plane, because it seems like there was one of those white planes at every location, just as the these airplanes supposedly hit. They call it the white elephant. You see this white plane, this mysterious white plane flying around.
It flies by like right after. I mean, see, that's always baffled me. I'm like, what?
And the same thing happened.
White plane, because that is not a flight zone right there. Flying that close to, you know, downtown Manhattan. I mean, you can't fly. Planes don't fly that close. And I mean, nobody has, like, I think one person mentioned it in a comment that they made, but. And I think Bill Maher said something about it, and then he was taken off the air, like, shortly after, you know, the stuff happened, but...
Yeah, and now he calls those 9/11 people crazy lunatics. People that are asking questions or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, they told him he needed to shut up, I guess, and, you know...
But yeah, there was the same...
I mean, he wanted a paycheck more than, you know, than,
Same mysterious white plane and flying by the Pentagon too, and people have said that there was a mysterious white plane flying by in Shanksville when there was an explosion. I talked to a guy in Shanksville that swears that he saw a plane fly right over his head, and he followed it, and he was chasing it to the field, and boom, he sees the explosion. He followed it with his eyes, and when he got to the crater, there was nothing there. But he swears he saw a plane.
Wow.
So, I don't know.
That's really interesting. I mean, if it is a hologram, I mean, that's fucking incredible. I mean, because, that's crazy. I'm interested in all this stuff, but I am not, you know, I have been...
I guess you're an unwilling participant in the biggest conspiracy the world has ever seen.
I guess so. I wish I had never shot that footage, to be quite honest with you. It is something that the fact that people say that you know, I did something, that I would alter something, you know, where lives were lost and all that stuff. I mean, it's like I didn't profiteer off that footage. And it's that people are, you know, saying that I altered it or that I changed it, you know, or that, well, altered and changed are the same thing. I mean, you know, I just don't, you know, it just, it hurts my heart that people
would think that.
The thing that I'm, you know, this horrible person, like I'm sitting there, like, you know, I'm going to do something like, you know, and all I tried to do was, you know, give my, you know, tell what I saw, and, you know, get it into the hands of the FBI and ABC and NBC. One of the, I guess, the worst mistake I ever made was trusting Steve Rosenbaum and his documentary. It really, I mean, that is something that I wish I could take back and never have been a part of. And that way, my footage would not be up on the internet and people would be sitting there analyzing it. And then, you know, because if they find anything wrong with it, then they point the finger at me. And I certainly did not do anything, you know, to that footage. And as far as I know, what I shot, I believe, was a plane, and it flew into the building, and it is just the way that it was. I mean, you know, as far as the pitch or this or that and the colors and all, I mean, I was a good far distance away, you know, but not terribly far. I mean, I guess, like...
Like, how, did you see the coloring on the plane? Or?
It came so freaking fast. I mean, you know, it was like a silver plane. That's all, I mean, that...
Yeah, but
I have watched it in slow motion.
Yeah,
you know?
That's the thing. Like, there should be dark blue on the bottom. United Airlines, dark blue on the bottom, grayish silver on top.
I thought it was an American airline.
No, that was the first one.
Okay. Jeffrey, can you hold on 1 second?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, hang on 1 sec. Hey, sorry about that.
Hey. But, yeah, I don't know what to...
What are you doing as far as, like, your conspiracy? I mean, are you talking to anyone? I mean, are you, like...
Oh, I've been...
Obviously, but you're talking to all the filmmakers and, you know, everybody that, you know, you're obviously, like, on it. I just want to know what you're going to do. I mean, are you going to...
I just want to know what happened so I could stop...
Talk to the guy that made the movie Loose Change. Have you heard of that movie?
I know who he is and stuff like that, and I don't like him.
Tell him he didn't have permission. If you talk to him, you tell him he didn't have permission to use my footage, and he better be damn glad that I didn't sue his ass.
he's probably got a few million dollars by now. You should sue him and get some money.
You think he did?
Oh, yeah. He's getting rich off this 9/11 stuff. A lot of people are getting rich off of 9/11.
Do you have his phone number? Or tell me his name, or where you found him. You don't have to give it to me, but I would love, love, love to get an entertainment lawyer on his ass.
His name's Dylan Avery.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Let me get a pen. I'm walking through the house, so I'm on my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kept my New York number. So, okay. Let me go back in my bedroom. Hang on 1 sec. What is his name?
Dylan Avery.
Dylan?
Avery, A-V-E-R-Y.
Okay.
And he's got a website, loosechange911.com. Or you could just type in loose change for him on Google, and you'll be able to find his contact information. I had his cell phone number somewhere, but I don't know where it is. And he's never answered it, so I don't even know.
Well, if you ever run across it, feel free to call my number back and leave it as a message, or if I don't answer my phone. Because that is the one person that I would love to, you know, say, listen, buddy. Because I know he is making money, and I don't know what Steve Rosenbaum did whenever he sold it to A&E.
Yeah, he must be making a lot of money, that guy.
I don't know. I mean, that guy is a complete jerk. And, again, if there's something in my life that I wish I could take back was ever giving him the footage. I mean, but I thought, I mean, when I filmed that interview, I mean, he did a two-year, there was a two-year, like, anniversary thing that we did where we talked about, you know, here it is 2 years later, and, you know, this was, that was, see, I moved away in 04, I guess it was, latter part of 03, yeah, and I, you know, I was about to move away, and this was right before it aired. I think it took him a couple of years to get it sold to, or maybe it aired the next year, but then this was like the two-year follow-up. But he got a lot of the filmmakers to come back. But he did a lot of really horrible things to other people. Like, they signed exclusive deals with him, and, you know, they didn't know it. And, like, this girl from Charleston, who was living up there, when the buildings collapsed, she was running down the street, and somebody snatched her in a store. And he got a hold of her footage. I think it's in the documentary, most probably. And I don't know, he paid her something and got exclusive rights. It's just, it's really horrible, like, what he did. Anyway, so we all, she wasn't there. I don't think she had anything to do with him after, you know, he, like, stole her footage. We all, like, met up. Like, I didn't want to, and this is before anything happened on the internet. I mean, if I was to record, you know, an interview today, I mean, you know, I've honestly thought about, you know, getting in touch with some of my, you know, old producer friends at ABC and saying, you know, look, I would love to talk about this and what everybody's talking about and, you know, say my side, you know, so that people would stop saying all these horrible things about me. You know, and, like, you know, they should...
what I was thinking, like...
They should open it back up and reinvestigate this and say, well, why haven't we gotten all the answers that, you know, and why are people thinking this? And, like, have some expert come in and, like, analyze all the stuff just like you're doing. I mean, maybe it could be your job. Maybe you should go on TV, you know, and express all this stuff. I mean, or, you know, if you were to get something together and wanted to do something, I mean, I would go on and say my part, and I would bring my actual tape that I have in a lockbox that, you know, y'all can sit there and tear it all apart and analyze it to the nth degree. I mean, I'd be willing to do that if people would just stop saying that I altered my shit.
I mean, there's a lot of people that could learn a lot from the conversation we had today. That would probably put a lot of doubts in people's minds at rest.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about maybe posting something, but that's not me. I'm not a cyber person. I don't go on, and I wish that I should have kept my ass behind the camera, that I'd never, you know, in the video that with my interview, he flipped my image around. So if anything got screwy with my stuff, if he, like, tried to bump up the resolution or anything, you know, I know that my image, people said, God, you don't even look like yourself, Jennifer. I was like, thank you. I mean, you know, I was a little haggard that day. I mean, you know, it was like 4 or 5 days after, you know, that shit happened. I didn't want to leave my house.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he, the way that I was shot, it was like the part on my hair is actually on the other side. I mean, I know it's like, but it's just called, you know, reversing the...
Yeah, like looking in a mirror or whatever.
Right. So it's like, people are like, God, you look really weird. I was like, yeah. It was just because of the, all the bad stuff I'd seen that week. But I actually have a friend, Rashid, who was a producer on that. He doesn't work for Steve anymore. He's actually in town this week filming. Oh, he works for MTV now, and he lives in L.A., but he's in town. He's like, oh, let's link up, you know, and I should really talk to him, tell him somebody's called me, and because whenever I first found the stuff online, and I had to get in touch with Steve, and I asked him, I said, please take the stuff down, because when it first went up, I think it was on, like, Yahoo Video or Google Video. It wasn't on YouTube yet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, my name wasn't associated with it. And then, you know, I don't know who's put it where now. And, you know, I've thought about sending a letter to the president of YouTube about copyright infringement. You know, that they don't own it, and they really have the right to have it up there. But what I've done is just getting involved. The fact that I'm having this conversation with you, and you don't know me from Adam, but I'm, like, really frazzled about it. But I want to tell you because, like, I've been taking to the rest of the world, so the pain that it has caused me, the things people have said, and obviously when you have analyzed every person's video, I mean, and so I don't know. I think it's therapeutic to talk to you. But
yeah, are you hearing a lot? Oh, there it goes.
I'm very quick, and that's why I'm like, I just have a quick in my conversation, because I don't want to be quick.
I couldn't hear anything. Okay, there we go. I can hear you now. I couldn't hear anything you said. Oh, I'm back again.
Okay. I just think you're not talking in the conversation. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm trying to hear you. Okay, there we go.
Okay.
Oh, can you hear the clicking in the phone?
Yeah.
Static?
Yeah. That's why I said you're not recording this, are you?
Well, I kind of lied to you before when I said no.
Recording all this?
Yeah.
What do you intend on doing?
Well, I have a group of people that I'm investigating this with,
mm-hmm.
and I like them to be able to hear what the people I talk to say. And I, like I said, I think they'd learn a lot from this conversation, and I don't see how anybody would be able to say that there were no planes after talking to you.
Well, if you want to record a conversation, then you need to tell somebody, and if you really believe this, then, you know, I will have to, you know, listen, I am not an ill person, like, I don't, you know, like, I can see Steve Rosenbaum.
I can't.
You know,
I can't hear anything you're saying right now.
Guy Avery or whatever the hell his name is. I don't want anything to do with that. You've caused me enough pain already. You just lied to me, and I'm being so angry with you, Jeffrey. And I haven't talked to anybody. You know, I haven't talked to anyone about this stuff. And it's just really.
I'm sorry, Jen. I can't hear a word you're saying right now with that clicking. I don't know whose phone that's on. I don't think it's coming on my end.
It's coming on your end. Well, I could call you back. I could be back from the landline.
If you'd like to call me back, that'd be great.
Yeah, I would like to talk to you some more because, I mean...
Let's see. Hello? Yeah, every time you go to talk, I guess it starts to crackle. Maybe the FBI has the phones tapped. I don't know. Maybe they don't like us talking.
Well, if the FBI has the phones tapped, then, you know, the FBI will come to YouTube and take me down. Can you hear me any better now?
I can't hear you at all. Every time you go to talk, it starts to crackle.
I'm gonna call you from my landline.
All right, I'll wait for your call.
Okay.
Bye.